Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce the host of WBSW Internet Talk Radio, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Dr. Smith, make it do what it do.
Awesome, awesome. We're going to come. We got an awesome show tonight. We're going to make this thing do what it needs to do. It's a pleasure to come before you with the Love Cafe. This is WBSW Internet Talk Radio. And it's so special because we have an opportunity to engulf several things that's part of this radio station. We're working through Blog Talk Radio as well as Instagram as well as Facebook. So we want to get the show started out with just talking about love is as love does. So we just going to say a little
What you got, Levi?
Gotta go there, man.
Hey! This is dedicated to all the girls down south. We ain't talking about just the cities. We're talking about backyards. Talking about barbecues and Daisy Dukes.
Man, that's what it's all about. We have an awesome show planned tonight on the Love Cafe. So glad to be here. Our call-in number so you can be a part of the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. By calling out the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to offer your location, your name, and your comment, and your expertise. If you want to be a part of the show through the web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You'll get a chance to check out. If you want to go to Facebook, you can check us out on facebook.com/DRL DiBerto Smith. And we have two networks that's working with us tonight in regards to Instagram. We have Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15 and our partnership with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We have an awesome show planned, so I want you to get set back and get comfortable because you got to understand what the Love Cafe is all about. The Love Cafe is about soothing that appetite that you have. You have a love appetite that we want to be able to soothe. We're going to offer you something. Hopefully, it will give you a chance to understand what love does and what love do not do. It is love is as love does, and that's what it's all about. So we're looking forward to bringing that to you. We got an awesome, awesome format. Now, if you want to tweet this show, you have an opportunity to do that. That's WBSW_internet_talk_radio. Also, you have at Lorenza D. Smith 15 at the Smith Way Production. I've just mentioned the Instagram sites you have an opportunity to go to. We truly, truly want you to be able to call in so you can talk about what love is as love does. And that's what it's all about tonight. We're really excited because, see, the Love Cafe will allow you to get comfortable in your recliner, get you some, you know, eating dinner now. You're about to step out. Depending on where you are, you moved on closer to that prime time hour. It's at 6:04 here. It's 7:04. And getting off work in a lot of places, truly, truly, it's 4:04 out on the Pacific Coast. So we want you to be a part of this, and so we want you to share. Get ready, lay back, relax, however you want to do it. Get you some honey bun. Get you something sweet. After you finish with your dinner, then you know what you need to do. Get you some libation. Because, see, the Love Cafe has a menu that focuses on things like the appetizer and the starter. You know what that is? Lust. And that's what it's all about. The entree, The entree is the attraction. You know, if you go to the restaurant and you order that steak, you order that chicken, you order that duck, you order that lamb, whatever you want, that's the entree that comes along with the side, and that makes up what we call the attraction. We have the dessert. That's truly, truly the attachment. So you have an opportunity to get attached to whoever you need to get attached to. And last but not least, something to wash it down called a beverage. Or libation is the awakening. So we have an awesome, awesome theme to go here. It's about love is as love does. I have co-hosts that join me from time to time. They'll call in, and we'll look forward for the calling in tonight. We have Pastor Dr. Eddie Pratt out of the state of Texas. That's Dallas, Texas. We look forward to having him call in and be a part of it. We have Ms. Sarita Duncan. She's also an author, a life coach, and an owner of a semi-pro basketball team. We want to give her a shout for being a minority owner, a female owner of a business. Give her a shout out. We also want to make sure we shout out, give a shout out to Tina Robinson, Owning My Own Truth. And you can check her out on Facebook. You can go to Tina Robinson, or you can get Owning My Own Truth, or you can just make sure you just communicate with her from time to time on this show. We're glad to have her as a part of it. And last but not least, we have a host of our Sunday show, Tell the Truth. Plan on joining us tonight, because they text me and said they plan on being here. Nothing happened. So we look forward to them calling in. That's Miss Christine Walters. So we have an awesome, awesome group of individuals to be a part of this tonight. I'm excited, because every time we can get a chance to bring something to you in regards to the Love Cafe or any topics we're focused on, economic, social, political, educational, relationship, love, whatever it is what it does. And that's what it's all about. So we're really excited. Now, WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, has listeners and watchers all over the world, particularly in the United States, north of the borders, Canada, and south of the border, Mexico. So we're so excited to have each and every one of you all joining us in some form or fashion. I'm looking at Facebook. I see truly, truly a person saying good evening. Thank you so much. Ministress Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, Behind the Mask Ministry. So glad to have you, Denise. Thank you so much. Just put a thumb up, throw a like. You're on Facebook. Appreciate you. Join us on Facebook. So we got an awesome, awesome format for tonight. So we're going to talk about love. Come on now. The Love Cafe is something that allows you to get in touch with love. See, today on our 1 o'clock show, we talk about dealing with grown women becoming queens. What's the transformation? What you need to go through? Today we're going to talk about them mentally strong women being able to deal with mature men so we can have a positive relationship. So we're going to talk some Love Cafe. As we look at it, love is in acronyms. We want to take each one of the alphabets and talk about them. L is listening. See, if you're going to be in a relationship, a healthy relationship, that includes you loving someone, you have to listen to them. You can't be afraid. You got to be a part of the game. You got to be a part of the relationship. You have to work hard to be consistent about listening to them just like you want them to listen to you. Listening leads to love. The O is overcoming all the challenges that come by in a relationship. The challenges are going to stop by. They're going to take up residence at your door. And they're going to have you in a moment where you, if you're not prepared, you're not going to be successful. So you have a chance to overcome challenge. And also overlook people's faults. See, sometimes people hold on to those faults and don't allow themselves to really experience what's truly, truly what love is all about. The V is valued. See, we was talking about that today. How you value yourself. What are your values? Do we have mutual values? That's what the valuable part of being in this relationship is, that I have to know what I value. You know what you value. And we're going to come together and make sure we value the same thing, because mutual. The E is everything. It requires you to really work hard. And you can say effort. See, you have to put the work in. You have to put the effort in so that relationship and that marriage and that life partnership can be successful. You know, Denise Stephanie always said the most important thing is be consistent about what you're doing. So we want you to make sure you understand that the effort got to be consistent. It leads to everything. It brings about excitement. It's encouraging. And it also, with all that put together, the love with the listening, the O with the overcoming, the V with value, and the E with effort. Everything, excitement, encouragement, you empower each other. And that's what it's all about. We want to take an opportunity to look at love. See, we have to understand what love is, as love does. See, once you take those acronyms and see how you can fit, you can change whatever words you want to put with the alphabet. But understand, love is patient and kind. See, love is all about not being in a hurry. See, love is to be maturated. You can't be afraid of allowing yourself to be vulnerable so you can truly, truly feel love. See, it requires time. Everybody don't understand that. See, love requires kindness. See, you can't be disrespectful. You can't be abusive. You cannot hurt people and tell them you love them. You don't love them because you don't know what love is, because love is as love does. Love is not jealousy. If you're in a relationship with somebody who's insecure, who's jealous, it's not going to last long. You have to give them the gift of goodbye. You have to make that decision that we look at the three L's. That's live, learn, and let go. See, we got to know when to let go. We can't continue to hold on to somebody who's not mature enough to be with you. See, you're dealing with a grown male. You're not even dealing with a grown man. Not only a mature man who's emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, have a level that's higher than everybody else. What do you want? So love is not jealousy or boastful. Some people boast about who they are. See, that ain't what love is. See, love is about being humble enough to understand and realize I do appreciate this individual who opened up their heart and their soul, because love is all about the heart and the soul. It creates a state of mind. See, love is not something about rudeness. See, too many people are rude. They're so rude, I'm telling you, you got to understand. When they're rude to you, that means they'll disrespect you. When they're rude to you, they'll hurt you. When they're rude to you, they'll humiliate you. When they're rude to you, they truly, truly will abuse you. And that's what it's all about. We want you to be a part of this show. We want you to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to offer your location. If you're feeling comfortable with your name, then offer your comments or expertise. That's what it's all about. Love is not being rude to your partner. Love is not being rude to your spouse. Love is not being rude to your significant other. Love is not being rude to your life partner. See, love, it does not demand things to be your way. See, love requires you to open up and work together. See, love is cooperation. If you're not cooperative, you're not considerate, you can't love like you should and be able to love. See, love is not irritable. See, if the person irritates you, you need to give them the gift of goodbye. See, Truly, truly, love, again, is a state of mind. When we're talking about the Love Cafe, talking about the menu, including the lust, including the attraction, including the attachment, including the awakening. We're talking about a state of mind. You got to set your mind on a direction that leads you to success. See, you have to be confident when you're in love. See, you have to be willing to take chances. See, it allows you to be vulnerable. Are you the one? Love is unconditional. Unconditional love requires you to open up. You can't have a wall. Because if you got a wall at me internally, you're not ready to deal with nobody but yourself. See, you can't be in love with somebody and you have a toxic relationship with yourself. We got to keep that in mind. Too many people are angry with the way they look. See, when you look in the mirror, as Michael Jackson said, man in the mirror, a woman in the mirror. When you look in the mirror, see, the mirror is just a reflection. And one thing I want to remind you, it has nothing to do with your outer appearance. See, what the mirror do, go deep down inside of you and tell what kind of person you are. That's why people don't like what they see when they look in the mirror. That's why they become very afraid of what's in the mirror. They don't realize that truly, truly what they're looking at in the mirror is truly their inner self. See, we spend too much time operating externally. See, what we need to do is operate internally. Internally means we got to allow our heart to direct us. We have to allow our soul to keep us on track. See, too many times people try to use this mind game. See, when we said love is a state of mind, your mind got to be right. See, your mind can't be wrong. See, love is not for everyone. See, people get caught up thinking that you love everybody. You can't love everybody. When I say love, that type of love that we talk about in the Love Cafe, the Love acronym. See, the L is for listening. Some people will allow you to listen because they are so demanding, they're so aggressive, they're so disrespectful, you can't listen. Love is all about overcoming. If you're unable to overcome what's coming at you as a challenge or overlook the faults of other people, you can't love them. You can't value what they mean to you. See, when we're talking about having some type of substance, people always say, what kind of substance do you have? What do you bring to the table? See, it's all about your standards. What standards do you have? Love is about standards. See, through your fundamental principles that you have encountered before you get into that situation, determine how successful you're going to be in that situation. It helps you build your standards for life. Don't settle for less. Don't ever take a half a man. You know, if you're a grown, mentally strong woman, see, you look at the cup as looking at half full. It is never half empty because you know that I got room to grow. See, love is all about growing. When you value people, you can grow. You can, and they can grow beside you. Again, the E, you just take the E. It's everything. Everything I'm coming at you hard because I'm bringing everything I have. I'm bringing my standards with me. I'm bringing my value with you. I'm bringing my love. I'm bringing my mental aspect. I'm bringing my emotional aspect. I'm bringing the physical part of me. I'm bringing my spiritual part with me. And I'm bringing my finance. That's love. Once you understand that, when you bring everything, it's exciting. See, love is encouraging. See, when love allows you to be encouraged, excited, and believe everything going to be all right. I can tell you, you become empowered. If you're not afraid of being empowered, you step out. See, I'm looking at Denise. She has put some words in there. She has typed out some things. She's always on track. I applaud her because she takes time. She takes time to share her thoughts. And that's what I want, to be able to share her thought. And I'm going to get a chance to read what you have here. Love is truly, truly all about peace, joy, and happiness. See, too many times we get caught up in making assumptions. We assume that person can make you happy because he looked good. Come on now. She's beautiful. She smelled good. Come on. He smelled good. Oh, come on now. When you see a person, just because they look good, smell good, you think they're good, but truly, truly, you don't know it's good until you see the intercept come out of them, because it will radiate from their body. See, love is all about peace, joy, and happiness. You can't be short of one. You know, we always tell them, I'm never going to let anybody steal my joy. See, you ain't going to let nobody steal your joy because it's so important for your love to be successful. See, it's so important that you're able to be at peace. See, by standards and the belief that I have, I follow them, allow me to be at peace in my life. It also allow me to enjoy life. It also gives me an opportunity to be happy. So we all have to realize what love is. See, love includes pure. The purity of life is all about love. Love is painful. If you're in a situation and you say, I love that person, and they tell you that they love you, but there's some pain that comes and it becomes often, you may need to check yourself because there can't be the love that you're looking for. Love is sweetness. Come on now. Respectful. If you respect yourself, you can respect everybody else. The people who disrespect you disrespect themselves. Admiration. You got to have, you admire what that person is all about. You know, we talked about those individuals coming in to the picture. It's awesome to have a chance to have individuals come in the picture and bring with them such a sweetness about them. They show that they care. We have on the line joining us. And I know them, right? And I'm not wrong. Hail from Berkeley, California. She's a ministress who's also the founder and the leader of Behind the Mask Ministry, making a difference in Berkeley, in California, and recently in Birmingham, Alabama. So, Hoover, she was here recently. I heard I missed her. Boy, I tell you, she was traveling cross country. None other than Minister Denise Stephanie. How you doing, Minister Stephanie?
Wow, that was quite a build up.
Come on. That's what it's all about.
Yes, and you did miss me when I came down to Alabama. Okay, it's all right. I'll catch you on the next go around. But as I'm listening to you talking about love and putting a lot of emphasis on the love part, but let's just go back a little bit. Let's just start on the foundation built up. Because without the foundation, you'll never get to the love. So now we're in my mind, what I'm thinking is, okay, so let's just talk about the beginning stages. Say, for instance, someone, let's just use this scenario here that, and I've had this happen to me a couple of times where a gentleman may call and may express an interest in getting to know me better and would like to see where it goes from there, right?
Right.
So I'm thinking in my mind, oh, well, okay, let's find out. You know, for some reason they may have followed me on Facebook. Maybe they, who knows, you know, could have seen a picture or whatever. But so anyway, they called and they've expressed an interest in getting to know you a little better, and let's see where it goes. But here's my question. After you express that interest, me as an adult grown woman, I'm looking for you to follow up with some. You know my big issue is consistency. So that means I'm looking for you to open up the lines of communication. And that means that I'm looking for us to have conversation, because to me that's, especially if it's a distance, a person that lives a distance, that is our basically our only means of communication is via my phone or text or, you know, FaceTime or whatever people do now. When you say that you have an interest in getting to know me better, then I'm looking for a call, text, conversation, which are the basic things of getting to know someone. And when I don't see that level of any type of consistency, what is one to think based on your
I truly want to say this, is that it's not that that person may not be interested in moving forward. They may, in essence, may not be ready. And
That's true.
A lot of times people, it's doing the process in the tiers of a relationship. When you meet somebody, they are your associate. You get them to get their name, get their number, you come in there, if that's what you choose. You normally just meet them. But when you move to the next day, when you get to the acquaintance stage, you now get the other information. You still got to build up. I still think you have to build up, because after the acquaintance, you have the friendship. And that's when you start putting in some other things. And
how do you build up with no communication?
It's really impossible. It's impossible.
Right.
But
my thing is this, Lorenzo, why express the interest? If you're not ready, then don't, you know. I mean, that's just my thing. I could be wrong, but I don't understand the mentality of someone that expresses an interest as an adult man or woman, whatever it is, because it could be either one. You know, a woman may have expressed an interest in a gentleman, you know. But my thing is, if you're not ready, why bother to express that interest? Why not just remain anonymous? Like, you know what I mean? And I've had this happen.
Yeah, and I understand that. And let me kind of say this. A lot of times individuals, I can't speak for everybody, because everybody have their approach and have their way to do things. They may express an interest that, well, I want to communicate with you, but then they may not truly, when I say not ready, is that they're not ready to be consistent at that time. Then that don't mean they couldn't have an interest. They can still have an interest, but they just may not be ready, or might not be in a position, or might not be able to communicate like they want to communicate. It's a challenge, even if you with somebody or see somebody, meet somebody on the job in your area. But when you have somebody that may be a distance, maybe 50 miles, 100 miles, 200 miles, sometimes the schedules just don't gel. That's not saying you can't make the schedule gel. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when we meet people, and it's, to me, God allows you to meet a person and you have a certain connection with them. And once you have that connection with that person, you can see exactly which way you want to go with. That don't mean that they don't have an interest. Don't mean they don't want to have an interest. It just might be at that time that connection, because of some other things. I don't mean they're in a relationship with anybody else. I'm not going to put that out there. I'm just saying that they might not be able through work, whatever their situation is. They're just not able to put the time in at that time. But the thing about it is, eventually when God has that person for you, we may pass by that person one time or twice, but on that third time, both person might be ready, because we can easily say that person might not be ready, but you might not be ready either, or that whoever has expressed that interest may not be ready as well. Now, that's a simple way to talk about it, and it may not give you the answers, but what it may do is give you an opportunity to think about maybe that person just wasn't ready. Now, the kid said, well, why express interest? because the interest was there. And it's just that because of the not being consistent don't mean they're still not interested. They just got to get their game plan together. See, we got to get our life in order. Then we can come back at people because, see, God allows us to meet people. And when we meet them, if we're ready for them, they can hit off and run. But if we're not ready for them right then, we're not ready for them right then God said, I'm going to prepare you a little bit more. And the thing about it, they're not going to be afraid to be prepared. So what they're going to do is they're going to say, okay, I got to get myself in order because I want to come right. You know, I'm going to be all about strictly business. But I'm also going to be to the point, I'm mature. I'm going to come to you as a mature man, not just as a grown man. Because there's a difference between being a grown man and a mature man. You got to be mature. You got to be emotionally ready. That's where the person may not be ready. The person may not be.
I'm sorry. I think a lot of times because I do a lot of, with my ministry, you know, people that have issues that are behind the mask. And sometimes, you know, you may feel that you're ready for something. Mentally, you may feel you're ready for them, but there are a lot of other issues that, and underlying factors that may be there. There may have been other relationships that they haven't quite healed from. There may be other things that baggage that they're still carrying from prior relationships that they're still working out.
Yes.
And speaking for myself, you know, and I'm only speaking for me. I had to do a lot of work to get beyond carrying all that luggage and baggage that I had from a previous relationship. So before I even think about expressing interest in getting to know someone, I want to do a lot of self-check before I even express that to someone because, I don't want to put someone in a position of thinking that, oh, okay, this is what I've been hoping for. You know, I was hoping that this person may be interested in me. And I don't want to get their hopes up to think that now we're on a road to finding out whether or not we can be in some type of relationship. So I'd rather just, you know, I guess you could say admire them from afar until I really have done a lot of self-maintenance on myself. And hopefully by the time that I am ready to express that, I've done the work.
Exactly.
So that now I'm prepared to go into a relationship. I'm not saying that we're 100% prepared because we're going to be getting to know each other. We're going to start, you know, going into new territory, but I don't want to express things like that to anyone and then get their emotions all worked up, thinking that, you know, so finally, you know, I've met someone that I think I can, you know, kind of get to know and maybe go to another level beyond friendship. So what I do is I'd rather sit back afar and just wait until I know that I've done the work on myself before I even permission to go into a relationship with someone else.
You have said more than a mouthful. And people, you have to realize, you have to do the work on yourself. Self-assess yourself. See where you are. If you're saying, well, I just need to work on correcting this so I can come to that person righteously. See, we have to do that. If you don't self-assess yourself, you're not going to be ever ready. But you have to do because how you approach them that time, and it could have been like, I think I'm ready, but now I'm not ready. But now I'm going to get myself together. I got to see what I'm doing, where I'm going, so I can come back the next time. Now, if that person is truly, truly meant to be in your life, is one thing about God. You may go and pass him, but he'll bring you back to it. Because, see, he knows your desires. He knows exactly what you're asking for. And he definitely knows what you need. And that's the key to it right there. Well, that's awesome right there. That's awesome. Minister Denise, thank you so much. You shared some awesome things with us. And it just truly, truly talks about how relations can lead to love, but you've got to be ready to lead to love. See, talking about the way, you know, love means being deeply committed. See, and connected to someone or something. So the thing about it is you may see it and see that person and you feel like you're connected to that person. You think you're ready to be committed, but you might not be truly ready to be committed. You might have so many other things going on. Your hand everywhere. When I say everywhere, you may be working two or three jobs. You might be involved six, seven, eight things, and you're not ready right now. But what God will do, he'll bring you back round. He'll bring your full turn back round. When you come back, you're going to be much stronger. You're going to be much wiser. You're going to be one, a person with wisdom. You're going to understand what love is as love does. And that's what we'll talk about on this topic tonight. It's calling number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts. And I'll ask Denise if she's able to stay on the line. Just stay on the line a little bit longer. If not, just let me know. She got to bounce out of here, and I do appreciate her because it's all about love is as love does. Because that's what we're talking about. Everybody can work toward loving somebody, but you got to love yourself first. Self-love is more important than trying to go out and love somebody else when you are having a toxic relationship with yourself. So when you understand what love is, because one of the best definitions as we see love is an intense feeling of deep affection. See, we got to realize that. Love is an intense feeling of deep affection. That's what we're talking about. And see, when you understand that, see, self-love teaches you about intense feelings. Self-love that you have for yourself teaches you about intense feelings of deep affection. That's what self-love is. I have that love for myself. And once I'm able to understand that myself, I can share it with somebody else. A lot of times people need to step back so they can get it together. Step back so they can come at you righteously. And that's what love. So understanding that love is all about caring and giving to someone else. Love is all about looking at someone else's best interest and their well-being. Prioritizing them because you're ready to do that. Everybody's not ready to do that. So they have a problem with true love and understanding what true love. We say love, we use the acronym, we talk about the thing, but when you truly understand the definition of love, you have a tendency to understand what true love is. See, true love is unwavering. Is unbreakable, unparalleled. It's being devoted, being committed, dedicated, willing to give, share with your partner. If you're not ready for that, no matter what definition you have, you can't succeed in that. You really don't understand true love. And we want you to be able to understand what true love is. Understand the qualities. See, the main qualities of love. See, you got to understand that the many components of love, but the main component of love is passion. Love is passion. It comes from your heart. Deep down, you ready to give that. That's because I love from inside out. See, passion is from the internal. See, you can't give passion from the outside. If you try to do it, it just don't work. Love is intimacy. It comes from your internal, not your external. Love is commitment. Are you ready to be committed? As Denise was saying, someone expressed an interest. If you have an interest, and you need to be consistent. You need to be committed to giving the effort. If you're not committed to giving the effort, everything will show up. I promise you that. Everything will show up. So love is as love does, and we have to keep that in mind. Understand those qualities of passion, intimacy, and commitment is so important. It engulfs consistency. It's in God communication. It's in God truth, honesty, willingness, dedication. All this comes along as a quality of love. That leads us to understanding and trying to understand what the love is love stand for. Love is love stand for. Think about it. Love is love. It means once you make that commitment, you're willing to step beyond the things that you did as a single person. It was an opportunity. Now you're in a relationship. There's nothing wrong with holding hands. It ain't nothing wrong with being playful. Nothing wrong with hugging on your significant other, your spouse, your life partner. This is what love is love. See, it truly means that you can do this in public. When you're ever with somebody, because in the past I can remember being in a relationship with a young lady and she never wanted to hug outside of the door of the place that we was spending time at. Never want to do it. They quit to say, I don't understand that. Just because you don't understand it don't mean you can't do it. You have to work to understand what you don't understand, if that makes any sense. Try to figure what's going on. You can reach back to what may have happened in, you say, your past. But I tell everybody the three L's. Live, learn, and let go. So whatever you have lived allow you to learn something, and then once you learn, you have to let go so you can improve and be something else that you never thought you could be. That's what love is. Love is love, and we have to understand that and work with that. And that's what it's all about. Denise, you were saying something right there? So we have to keep that in mind. We want you to be a part of the show. Give us a call at 347-857-4192. Press 1. We'll get you on the line so you can share your thoughts. We'll identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to give your location as well as your name if you choose to, and then include your comments, your expertise. Before we move forward, I want to make sure I share this with everybody that's on the line. God has blessed me to be able to be able to share. So I want to sow a seed in your life. What I want you to do is send me your Cash App. Send it to me. Whereas on DM, comments, part of Instagram, give me a call or email me. You can email me at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Send that Cash App to me. And what's going to happen is you'll be receiving a seed. We want to make sure you receive something. And then on top of that, we're going to take your Cash App, what you handle, and put it into a raffle. We're going to be raffling off two trips. The trips, number one is to Atlanta, 3 days and two nights. The second trip is to Orlando, 3 days and two nights. We're going to take care of the hotel and the tax. You pretty much have to handle your travel and your eating. We're going to put your name in there. We're going to wrap off the first trip on May 31st, the second trip on June 30th. Get your Cash App to me. In the process, you will receive the seed and the blessing that will help you. Again, my email is LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com, or you can DM me on Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith on Facebook, Instagram, Zeta Phi Sigma Grima with the number 10, Coach Dr. Larissa D. Smith, 15. We want to share. We want to give. No problem. God is blessing us, and we do appreciate it. Let's move forward with love is the most powerful thing. Why is love the most powerful thing? I was talking to somebody recently, and they were saying about love. He said, truly, truly, I have not really experienced love. I said, can you explain? They was having trouble explaining. So I just simply said to them, love is all about a state of mind, and it's unconditional. It's all about peace, joy, and happiness. Love is pure, sweet, respectful, caring, and never subject your partner to hurt, humiliation, or any form of abuse. That's what love is. That's how powerful love is. Just those things I just shared with you. Love is at its best. This is how powerful it is. When you choose a partner, choose somebody that's good for you. That's what love is all about. Love is a gift. That's how powerful it is. If I give you that gift of love, I'm giving you my inner self. If you're ready to reciprocate that, if you're ready to put the work in, you're going to return. You should never have to. And I'm going to say this. If you have to help people love you, then you got a challenge on your hand. You got a challenge on your hands. So make sure you understand the power of love. See, that power is, it multiplies. See, love make people feel attracted to others. See, that's how powerful love is. See, love gives you an opportunity to show your true feelings toward somebody. See, love is blind to selfishness. See, love is all about giving. Love is so powerful, it's God. Love is God, and God is love. See, we don't need to go too deep in that. We know our Lord and Savior, his only begotten Son down, who died for our sins. And we got to understand that's love. See, love is powerful, and it's unconditional. Our Lord and Savior had unconditional love for his child, and he has unconditional love for you. Do you have the same? Ask yourself. So that's how powerful love is. See, love also allows you to become so enamored with what's going on that you can live, learn, come on now, and let go. See, that's how powerful love is. Don't be afraid of what love is as love does. And that's what our show is all about tonight. How about you? Let me ask you, do you understand what love is? Is it powerful to you? I want you to think about it. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can chat with myself as well as Denise. She's on the line. I had just muted her for a second. I had to get her back. I got her back. If she has something you want to jump in right now and say she have an opportunity to, I do have you live again, Denise. So when you're ready to jump ahead, just let me know you're ready to be able, you know, just want to share something right quick. about love. What is love? How? Why is love so powerful? How would you describe that love? I want you to think about it. I want everybody to think about it. Think about love is as love does. Just remember that. If love is powerful for you, then it does awesome things for you. If love is sadness for you, you will endure that sadness. So love is powerful. Make sure you see love is as love does. And that's what it's all about. We talked about the definition. We talked about the acronym of love. We talked about the qualities of love. And we talked about how powerful love is and what it stands for. We want to know what else besides those things you need in addition to love. I'm asking you, what else is it that you need in addition to love? We know how powerful it is. Love allows you to relax, lets you be playful, and you need to be funny sometimes. You need to be able to smile. You need to have a little fun. I always told individuals that I worked with, I held the three L's as an administrator. Those are three things every day I come to work is my marching orders. The three L's in life for me is fair. See, I'm going to be fair at all the time. Love is fair. Come on now. And I'm going to be firm. That means that my standards, that who I am and what I believe in, I'm going to hold on to it. And then sometimes love allows me on my job to be funny. When I say funny, I mean I can laugh. I can tell a joke. I can be in my relationship, I want to be playful. I want to be able to tell you a joke and you laugh. I want to be you have you so comfortable that you enjoy being around me because love is as love does. And you have to keep that in mind. What else do you need? See, besides love, there's a few other things that you truly need. You really need just to make it through the night. So you got to get through the night. This helps you get through the night. Love is all about, you know, you need to have a skill to deal with difference that shows up, the differences that shows up in all relationships. See, you have to have that skill. That's what you need besides love. You have to have a sense of humor. You have to have patience. Besides love, to make sure love work, you have to have patience. See, it's not a rarity that people that have patience tendency to be a lot more happy than other people. You have to have patience. Patience allows you the ability to plan. Patience allows you the ability to do things that you didn't think you can do. It gives you confidence. You're a patient. And you need it on just about every occasion. Love allows you to see these additional things because you understand truly what love is. It allows you to have what we call self-acceptance. See, I have the ability to judge what I'm doing. I assess myself to know where I am. Self-acceptance. Love is compassion. See, I always said people that have no compassion, hard to love. Love is powerful. Whenever you have no compassion, that overshadows what truly, truly what love is. Love is all about courage. See, that is very important. Go back to the Wizard of Oz. For some of you people listening to me, probably never seen that movie from the 1940s. And in Oz, Dorothy encountered the Tin Man. See, the Tin Man was hollow inside, so he wanted a heart. And we're dealing with companions, spouses, life partners, people we're in a relationship that don't have a heart. See, it's hard for them to love you when they don't have a heart. I'm not saying physically they don't have, they have a heart, but when they love you, it comes from their heart and their soul. Tell me what you think there. Do you think that person can be a tin man and love you? Then you had the lion. The lion needed what? Courage. Courage to step and take on the challenges of life. These things you have to be willing to step out there, but have a plan so you can succeed. Because if you don't plan, you will fail. Another thing is you need, besides love, to strengthen love, I'm going to say these will strengthen love, is to have the ability to listen. What is the first thing we say in our Love Cafe? The acronym of L is listening. You need that to be able to really know the power of love. See, you got to be able to resist temptations, to interruptions. Some people, when you listen, you just allow them to speak. But some people, when they talking and allow you to begin to talk, they interrupt you. And then they try to correct you. You can't do that. You can't love me and continue to correct me on everything I'm doing wrong when they may not be wrong. I have standards. I know who I am and whom I am. Truly, truly, I ask you to be careful by interrupting people when they're talking. You need to be able to listen. Don't try to correct your partner with your opinion all the time. Be careful that you listen to them. Integrity is important. That's another thing we need besides love. You need to walk your talk. Don't just talk about it and ain't willing to walk with it. You ain't willing to carry it. You ain't willing to put in the effort. As me say, if you ain't consistent about what you're doing and you're not willing to put the effort in, don't talk it. Be willing to carry that talk by walking it. Vision. See, you need vision besides love. When you have vision, it allows you to truly, truly understand what love is as love done. You got to have a vision. The ability to see what you can experience when you, when your intentions are aligned with each other, meaning your partner. Another thing is trust and trustworthiness. We said for a healthy relationship, you got to trust. You got to be trustworthy. And last but not least, we talk about the ability to be honest. See, we have to be willing to be honest. These things when shared in a healthy relationship, every one of them, tell you, yes, we have love because love is powerful, but what else do we need? We have to have self-acceptance, which is self-love for ourselves. We have to have compassion. We have to have integrity. We have to have courage. We have to have vision. We have to have trust in being trustworthy. We have to have honesty. And last but not least, as I said earlier, communication, being able to listen. That's what life is all about. We can build from that. We can grow from that. We can be successful from that. That's what we're allowed to do. As we get ready to close the show, I really appreciate everybody joining us tonight. As I said, please send me your Cash App so we can sow a seed with you, so we can allow the opportunity for you to win the trips that we have scheduled this summer or whenever you want to take them, but we're wrapping those trips off. It's not going to cost you nothing but your Cash App. The trip is to Atlanta, 3 days and two nights. We're taking care of the hotel and the tax on it. We're asking for your travel as well as you taking care of your food. The second trip is to Orlando, 3 days and two nights. We're taking care of your hotel and the taxes. You can make the travel because you don't have to pay for the hotel. But your Cash App will be allowed to be put into the raffle. And we want to also sow a seed in your life. God is so good. I want to pay one or two bills right now. We want to take an opportunity to patronize McKinsey and Associates, shopping on wheels for home products. Contact the owner, Dr. Olivia E. Smith, at 770-473-6291. Again, Dr. Olivia E. Smith, shopping on wheels for home products, McKinsey and Associates. The number is 770-473-6291. Also, King Transportation Service out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. If you need some transportation service, give them a call. Give Lyndon King Sanders a call. He can provide transportation for your organization, for you. The number is 205-454-8157. 205-454-8157. Check out those sponsors. Give them a call. Minority Business, trying to make a difference in our community. Please patronize them. And say you heard this on WBSW Internet Talk Radio. It's been awesome tonight. The last thing I want to do is going to take a minute. Love is as love does. Let's think about that. Love is what love does. Love is what love does. See, we have to understand in our world, you know, relationships are losing its real place. The truth why it's losing its place because the lack of love. You can't have a relationship and have a love for people and a love for things like money and love for career, a love for things, a love for sex, a love for feeling. That's why love is what love does. If that's your ultimate goal in a relationship, you can't substitute love for money, career, things, sex, and feelings. No way you can replace it. So we have to be very careful about that. In a relationship among the people of God are now a reflection of what's in the world rather than a replica of what's in the Word. That's what's going on. Let's get into the Word. Love itself has not changed. People are changing. Love is built solely on your acts, what you do, what you give, and your every act of kindness. That's what love is all about. John 3:16. For God is love the world. I'm sorry. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. That's love. It's been awesome talking to you all tonight. Hopefully we shared something with you. But make sure you get your Cash App in or the comment section, or even go to the Instagram page, y'all, and just go and you follow me and leave me a message or send me a message. Let me know what you Cash App. We're going to sow a seed. You're going to put your name in there for the trip. Either it's on Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10 or Coach Dr. Loretta D. Smith with the 1-5. Send it to me. I'm looking forward to providing and giving you an opportunity and sowing a seed with you and also putting your name into the raffle so you can win the trip to Atlanta or the trip to Orlando. It's been awesome. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag One Life Matter. Hashtag communicate for, which is L-O-V-E, understanding. And last but not least, as we step away from where we are, we're truly blessed. Tell a family member you love them, because I'm telling you, I love you. I give you my heart. That's what it's all about, because I love you. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. That's love. It's been awesome talking with you tonight. And I will simply say, I love you. Truly love you. Tell your family members that. We're going through COVID-19. We're still in COVID-19. Make sure you practice the safety protocol. And get that Cash App in, as well as making sure you patronize those sponsors. McKenzie and Associates, the number is 770-473-6291. 770-473-6291. Shopping on wheels for home products. And King Transportation Service, contact Lyndon King Sanders, 205-454-8157. As we close out, I noticed one of my devices is running tight on power. I'm going to have to say to you, as I close all of my shows, check us out coming next week. We'll be coming Tuesday, coming hard at you to share some things on the Dr. Lowe Show, as well as the 1 o'clock Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood and 7 o'clock, Dr. Lowe's Show, the Relationship Show. We're going to make it do what it do. Have an awesome rest of the night. And as we close out, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night.
What you got, Levi? Got to go there, man.
Hey!
This is dedicated to all the girls down south. We ain't talking about just the city. We're talking about backyards.
Booger, Sandy Brown. Thank you so much, Sandy, for joining us. Also, we have Denise Stephanie, Minister Denise Stephanie behind the ministry out of Berkeley, California. She's on the line with us. We also have Jackie underscore Brown Ivy underscore girl. Go ahead on, Jackie. I can see them brown eyes already. Awesome. We also have joining us Sexy City, number 5 Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you so much, my brothers. And the brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, Greenville, Alabama. being a partner on their Instagram page to share the word with WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're so glad to bring it to you. Make it do what it do. We also have Dudley York, a member of Beta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much. I had to give her a wave out. It's been awesome tonight. We'll check you out on Tuesday. And we're going to be talking about the neighborhood, Dr. Lowe's neighborhood, the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in the neighborhood block by block. That's 1 o'clock, p.m. Central Standard Time. And at 7 o'clock, we have the Dr. Lowe Show, the real relationship talk show that don't hold back. Here's everything. We have no filter. Have an awesome rest of the weekend. I truly, truly tell you, and I'm going to say it as loud as I always say it, again, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it.